This Week in Ukraine, Media in Democracy, an Object Lesson.
Journalist Sergei Leshenko from the widely read online newspaper Ukrainskaya Pravda asked President Viktor Yushchenko a question about his 19-year-old son's income, the BMW he drives, and the cell phone he carries, and how he supports his seemingly lavish lifestyle. A personal question, to be sure, but not unreasonable to pose to an elected official. The president and his family are public figures. The way they spend money is open to scrutiny. Yushchenko did answer, saying that his son's income from two jobs covered the expense of renting the Beamer and that his fancy cell phone was a gift from a friend. When the reporter asked on Monday where he earned his income, Mr. Yushchenko told him to, quote, act like a polite journalist and not like a hitman.
A slap in the face to the press. After supporting the Orange Revolution that put Yushchenko in office, journalists expected real press freedom, transparency, and accountability. This week, after the flap, 200 journalists got together to write a strongly worded letter. This is a shortened version.
We Ukrainian journalists are revolted by your humiliating statements towards our colleague, Sergei Leshenko, during the press conference on July 25, 2005. We reckon it is unworthy for the leader of a European democratic country to use such phrases as hired killer. And they went on, we remember your words, quote, I promise to render an account to you for my every deed. My family will render an account to you for every private action. I demand the same actions from every authority of Ukraine, unquote. According to all that, we demand a public apology for Sergei Leshenko and an account to journalists for the incomes of your family. We insist on your respect towards journalists and the constitutional right of freedom of speech and free access to information.
And President Yushchenko did offer a backhand apology in a return letter of his own. I highly value the role of the Ukrainian journalists in the victory of democratic forces during the Orange Revolution and respect the point of view which the Ukrainian mass media takes in the processes of the democratization of the country. For me, the freedom of speech and free journalists are axioms. We respect one of the major functions of the media to keep the government's actions public and under control. It is good, Yushchenko continued, that we live in a country where no topic or person is taboo for discussion. It is right that the president and his family live under the watchful eye of the press. But it is not a reason to take away my family's right to private life. I never avoid answers to the toughest of questions. The answers may seem satisfactory or not, but I am always honest with journalists. Having said that, I expect understanding and honesty in return.
Sheesh. He expects this, they demand that. Our first impulse was to wonder why the president and the press of this formerly communist nation just can't get along. Our second impulse, though, was to marvel at a press corps bold enough to demand an accounting from their president, and a president who deems it worthy to provide one.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Megan Ryan, Tony Field, Jamie York, and Mike Wallo, and edited by Brooke. Dylan Keefe is our technical director, and Jennifer Munson and Rob Christensen are engineers. We had help from Sarah Dalsimer and Josh Nathan Casas, and a magnificent return engagement from Arun Roth. Our webmaster is Amy Pearl.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer and John Keefe our executive producer. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. You can listen to the program and find free transcripts, MP3 downloads, and our podcast at onthemedia.org, also in the iTunes podcast directory. And you can email us at onthemedia@wnyc.org. This is On the Media from WNYC. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org, the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the Foundation of Entrepreneurship, on the web at kauffman.org, and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. Support from the media comes from the Lincoln Center, presenting the Mostly Mozart Festival, and the Bidell Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.